Crystal Edwards, a.k.a. Keno Crystal, is the host of the four latest episodes of He Reo Tawhito, Conversations About Mōtiatia, which is a series from Sounds, Arts and Music Organisation, which champions and promotes the sounds and music of our country. Te tuhine, kia ora, Crystal. Tēnā koe, thanks for joining us on the show. Ko Dale tēnei.
Koutou te hunga whakarongo o a e mihi ana kia koutou e whakataringa mai i te ata nei.
Tēnā koe. E tau ira hau te reo Māori, te haerengo reo Crystal. I know there's so much to be learnt and appreciated and to be proud of that is sort of contained in our mōtiatia. And even the audio structure of it is very special. But the kupu used within them can be super revealing and as a tool for language revitalization. To delve deeply into mōtiatia provides us with a very unique learning environment. Did you talk with us about hosting He Reo Tawhito, Conversations About Mōtiatia? What prompted you to put programs like this together, and who was there to tautoko this mahi?
Oh, kare kore, tuatahi, e hara nōku te whakaaro nei. It wasn't really my sole role in this kaupapa, was to hiki te kaupapa, kawe te kaupapa as the host. We have to pay homage to Tony Huata, Nahana tēnei whakaaro. So it was her whakaaro around exactly what you were saying there, Dale, around uplifting and actually pushing out the kōrero of mōtiatia and how it does revitalise and how it does send us back into, I guess, that kōrero of whakatauki ka titiro whakamua kia anga ka titiro whakamuri kia anga whakamua. We look to our past so that we can move forward into today's world, and mōtiatia definitely does that for us. And just in reflection and of this kaupapa, is that it's actually been going for the last 4 years. This year was the first year where we released it with the visual element, and e mihi ana ki a rātou mā a taina moitara, turahira hare, rātou mā ko tā matiwaka ko ngā hiwi apanui. But we've actually got a fantastic library on Spotify, koutou mā, with the likes of Dr. Waingata, Dr. Joseph Tirito, Kingi Kiriona, Hannah O'Regan, Ariana Tikau, Taiarahia Black. We've got all of their reo as well sitting on Spotify, sharing their whakaaro, sharing their experiences and their involvement with mōtiatia and the impacts, the positive impacts and some not so, and how it's influenced them and their upbringing, and then even some of their theses that they've managed to do. I remember Dr. Taiarahia Black saying that his first thesis, He Mai Mai Aroha, was in complete dedication to ngā mōtiatia o te haukainga ki ngai tūhoi. So, you know, this taonga that these stalwarts within te ao Māori o te ao mōtiatia that have gifted us is now accessible for all of New Zealand folk out there to dive in and possibly have an understanding of what makes us as Māori unique. And mōtiatia o waiata koraua o waiata tawhito is something that definitely displays that about Māoritanga and the uniqueness of who we are.
Tēnā koe. So you've got some mātanga reo featuring in the series, I'm assuming you're hosting. And Crystal's been a long time kaumahi too on Irirangi Kākangunu as an announcer there and scheduler and a rangatahi broadcaster. So you've been there 10 years. You might have slipped out of rangatahi now, Crystal. You might be joining us. Ora folk. I'm not quite sure how old you are, sis, but anyway, congratulations.
Oh, I'll take the rangatahi, Wadi. Yeah, well, I'll take the rangatahi,
you hang on in there. You hang on there as long as you can, sis. Hey, so you're the host, but you spoke with, you know, really people with expertise in this area about what some of the mōtiatia contain. So who feature in these four latest episodes?
Oh, tēnā koe. So in the most latest episode, we have Turahira Hare and her kōrero. Just, I guess, not to give away too much. We want whānau to definitely engage and listen to the podcast. But Turahira talks around her upbringing within the Ringatu Hāhi, but how also mō tētē was sitting side by side with her and her hāhi and what she shares around that, but also the messaging within the mō tētē these days. Our people, we are suffering with mental illness, we are suffering with relationship problems, and yet in the mō tētē that she shares with us specifically, it teaches us how to love. It teaches us how to engage in relationships from whānau through to your partner, you know. So that was one thing that she shared with us. Another one, Tā Mati Waka, his kōrero was fantastic. I found it very interesting where his specific look in it was around how te reo o te wahine, or te iarere o te wahine within mō tētia, is becoming a little bit faint, I would say, these days, he said, because we're now starting to sound more male dominant. We need to return back to how women would have sang or would have delivered mō tētia. So he talks around that. We have Ngāhiwi Apanui, and how he talks around it in a contemporary manner, and how he implements new compositions of his own mō tētē, but with a contemporary whakaaro behind it, and how his upbringing around mō tētē has impacted his contemporary compositions of today. And then finally, we have Taina Moitara from Rongo Whakaata, and how he has implemented mō tētē into his artistic way. As we all know, Taina Moitara is a multidisciplinary artist, and so he uses mō tētē to as a vessel to carry his artistic drive and his productions that he puts together, and right down to compositions, but also how he reflects on his manutuketanga, and how he uses that and mō tētē to describe himself as a multidisciplinary artist. So you've got four great stalwarts within this art form of mō tētē, but with four very different perspectives, but all relating to how mō tētē has this impact on us as individuals, as Māori, and what makes the mō tētē so unique to us, but how it's made that impact. So those are the four we've highlighted for this series, E Hua Mai, and I hope you do indulge in their kōrero.
Tēnā koe. Well, you've given a great insight to what they're speaking of, and it's very interesting and will pique curiosity and intrigue, I suspect. Mm. So, well, it sounds really neat. We tend to think of it as an old form of waiata tawhito. But it's interesting you say that Ngāhiwi Apanui is still writing them, and perhaps we, as a people, could continue the tradition. What are the hallmarks of mō tētē?
Most certainly.
And do you think there's room for more modern compositions, and they should be encouraged?
Yeah, I after sitting down and listening to the likes of Ngāhiwi Apanui, and in reflection in our first season when I sat with Dr. Te Ahu Karumu Charles Royal, because he also implements it into his form of, an orchestra, in an orchestra kind of way, they also sort of brought to light, I guess, to what Dame Hinewehi Mohi done, which launched her career when she used Pine Pine Te Kura, Ngāti Kahungunu mō tētē, very well known within our region, but put a contemporary waiata, or I guess a beat, a music behind it, but to drive it within her contemporary delivery. Ngāhiwi Charles Royal, they do the same thing with their waiata. But a lot of our kaihaka these days are doing that. When you listen to Kiingi Kiriona's interview, he talks about it and how he has implemented his compositions within his kapahaka group, Te Tika Hurangi, as well. So most certainly, but the karanga to all of Te iwi Māori that has come from most of our interviewees for this kaupapa, for this podcast, he reo tawhito, is to our women. A lot of men are composing our mō tētea when traditionally, in most sense, mō tētea were composed by wahine. So he wero tēnā mā mātou te hunga wahine nei. Kia hoki anō mātou ki te tito i ērā waiata tawhito. It's time. The time has come for women to return and to reclaim that space again and compose mō tētea, because mō tētea are also a reflections of our emotions that we feel in certain times of our lives when we experience things of possible loss, of love, of hate, of revenge, you know. So, yeah, that was something that was very common that came across, but to keep this art form alive, yes, most certainly. If we have to find ways where it may be bringing a contemporary flow into it, then let it be, so that the world can still see what makes us uniquely Māori. Tamati Waka said that in his interview. There's two types of genres that make us uniquely Māori: mō tētea and haka. No other indigenous race on this here earth has that. Just our Māori.
Well, I think it's a wonderful kaupapa. I've dialed it up too. He reo tawhito, you'll get all the bully about this one, conversations about mō tētea, and it's great to have a kōrero with you today at Te Tuhine. I want to wish you, I hope there are many more going forward. Interestingly, mō tētea delves into the world of traditional Māori chanted song poetry. That's an interesting way to describe mō tētea, isn't it? And anyway, it's beautiful. It's a taonga for us all. It has the richness of history in it, and nowadays also you know, a contemporary twist for those who love the art form and the taonga that is mō tētea. And kindly joined today for a kōrero by Kino Crystal. Hey.
Kia ora. Kia ora,
tēnā koe tēo. Hey, good talking with you. Keep up the good work. Broadcasting's pushing the messages out, and pleased to be on a team with you. Thanks very much for joining us on the show today.
Kei te pai tēo, ngā mihi nui kia koe, kia koutou hoki te hunga whakarongo, are are atu, ki he reo tawhito, marunga i tō kōna i Pūrangi. Tēnā koutou.
Mauri ori kia koe, Te Tuhine, kia ora rau atu koe.